Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dias, Troy Hall, and Christina Burkato. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free. Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free. We are here with a skeleton crew. It is just me. Troy is in Disney World with his family, and Christina is enjoying the holiday weekend with her husband and family as well, probably up in North Carolina somewhere. So we wanted to do just a quick special show for you guys. Play some of our beautiful Christmas music that we're sharing with lots and lots of members across the country. We've got some really nice orders from credit unions in Connecticut, Utah, down in Florida, and we wanted to play these songs for you. If you wanted to give your members something for Christmas this year that they're not going to throw away and actually share with other people, I think music is the way to go. And we've got some gorgeous Christmas music arranged by Nike Van Wyck, our master violinist, who plays all of the music you're going to hear, plays all the parts you're going to hear in these arrangements, with the exception of What Child Is This? He works with another musician up in Pennsylvania named Craig Thatcher, and they collaborated on that arrangement. But these are beautiful Christmas songs, and if you're looking to give them out as on download cards, like many of our clients are doing, it's kind of late for that. You could probably still get it done if you want to email me at radiofree@eloquentonline.net or info@eloquentonline.net. We could probably get something set up for you pretty quickly. But if you want to use these on hold, and as somebody who spends a lot of time on hold waiting to speak to credit union professionals all across the country, I can tell you, because you can count on me to be honest, some of your on-hold music is simply terrible. Some of my favorite credit unions have some of the worst on-hold music I've ever heard. And believe it or not, people still spend a lot of time on hold. And why not give them something really, really great to listen to? The first song we're going to play for you is an old Christmas carol. It's an old English Christmas carol by William Sandys. First published in 1833, actually the author of the song itself. Nobody really knows. He did the words and stuff like that. It was published by him, but nobody really knows who actually came up with the melodies and stuff like that for God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. You may remember it from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's mentioned in that book as well. This is my absolute favorite of the Christmas songs that we're going to play for you today. This song really rocks for a Christmas song. And just imagine your members are on hold waiting to talk to somebody and they get to listen to this. Listen up and enjoy. beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song, a song that really pops. I love that crazy time signature change there at the end where it goes into that slower feel to round out the song. Just a beautiful arrangement. And again, please remember you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio. These songs are mastered. What you will hear and what your members would hear if you put them in a download card and gave them out on a CD or something like that, it'll sound 10 times better than they're sounding today going out over the internet. But that is absolutely one of my favorite songs. The next one we're going to play for you is called Carol of the Bells. Again, it's an English Christmas carol, but it actually has a Ukrainian origin, which is kind of unique because it goes so far back in history that it was actually a pagan chant used by the Ukrainians before Christianity came to the Ukraine. And, of course, this is also just a great, great song, a Carol of the Bells, a song you hear all the time during the holiday season. So enjoy this, Carol of the Bells by Nike Van White. Thank you. And that is Carol of the Bells, another great Christmas classic. And again, I got to remind y'all, what your members would hear when they get the actual tracks, or when you play these on hold, or if you want to give them out as songs on download cards or CDs, sounds so much better than they're going to sound coming out over the Blog Talk, internet connection that we have today. I just love that song, Carol of the Bells. You can kind of hear, like I said, it came from an old Ukrainian chant. You have that very, very recognizable dun da da dun. It's actually called it's in a 3/4 time, and those four notes are so recognizable. It's that ostinato motif is what it's called in the musical lexicon, that ostinato motif of those four notes over and over again, and they go throughout the entire song. And I love that at the end where you hear the deeper sounding gongs and stuff like that, and the chimes and everything. Just a beautifully arranged song. And again, give your members the gift of music this Christmas season, and they will share it with other people. Our final track here that we're going to play for you today is What Child Is This? And in this particular track, for our credit union clients that are using these on download cards, this is where we're going to insert what we call a quick hit. It's actually going to be just as the song is beginning, and it would be something like Merry Christmas from your friends at ABC Credit Union, or most credit unions are actually going with sort of the generic Happy Holidays from your friends at United SA Federal Credit Union, for example, or Holiday Wishes, Best of the Season from Nutmeg State Federal Credit Union, and that would go at the beginning of this song. It doesn't take away from this is absolutely one of those beautiful renditions of this song that I've ever heard. And so it's the last one we're going to play for you today. We are toying with the idea of adding a acoustic-only version of the First Noel, or maybe a violin-only version of Silent Night. But we do have one other Christmas song that Nike is still working on, and it'll be part of the uploads that we get out to our clients here in the next couple of weeks. So enjoy this last song today. Before we go, I want to thank Denise Wymore for being on the show last week. Had a lot of listens to that show in the archive, and remind y'all that normally last Friday of the month we would have had Sarah Cook on, but of course she's off today. CU Times is closed today, and we're looking forward to next week, where we're going to have Randall Smith with CU Insight is scheduled to be on the show. And, of course, he does a lot of great stuff out there for credit unions. Got his eyeballs and ears on everything out there. And I'm looking forward to talking to him. I've been getting him on the show for a long time as well. To everybody out there, I hope you had an absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for the many friends and professional acquaintances I've made in the credit union marketplace and the many guests we've had this year. I never dreamed when we started this show that we would have over 10,400 listens as we're sitting here today on November 25th, 2011. We've only got three or four shows left in this calendar year. I want to thank Troy and Christina for being such a big part of the show, and of course all of you who listen to the show and give us a reason to come on here every Friday and do the show for you. We've got a lot of great, exciting stuff scheduled for next year. The show is going to be something that you can have your strategic management team listen in on, your tellers listen into. We're going to save you some trips to all these conferences by bringing that information straight to you via the Radio Free Credit Union show, and we're looking forward to it. So the last song we're going to play here for you today, just beautiful, beautiful rendition of What Child Is This? Enjoy this. And I'll talk to you right on the other side of it. renditions. Probably is my favorite rendition of that song. And that was written by English writer William Chatterton Dix. And when he was 29 years old, was struck with a near-fatal illness and was basically in bed for a long time, kind of fell into a really deep depression. But out of that depression, wrote some beautiful Christmas hymns. And, of course, it was set to the very, very familiar traditional English hymn of Greensleeves and is still to this day one of the most popular Christmas carols. And that is from 1865, Mr. Dix, beautiful, beautiful Christmas song. Hey, listen, folks, we've enjoyed sharing these with you. Again, if you would like to spice up your on-hold advertising for the holiday season, if you would like to give your members or your employees the beautiful gift of music this Christmas season, you know how to get a hold of us. Contact us here at the radio program or find us online at eloquentonline.net. And again, we look forward to joining y'all next week. We'll have the full crew back, Troy, Tough Talkin' Troy, and Christina Brocato back here on Friday, where if it's Friday, it's radio free. And again, I hope all of you had a safe and bountiful and blessed holiday season, Thanksgiving, as we kick off the holiday season. And until next week, we'll talk to you then.